I see Jesus and he's sitting down and he's bending over. He's got his hands over his face, over his eyes, and he's weeping. He's saying, oh, my children, if you would just stop and if you would just seek my face and if you would just seek my heart and if you would just repent and turn from your wicked ways and humble yourself before me, I would rather turn and give a blessing. But the locusts and the devourer and the palmer worm and the canker worms are almost upon you. And the enemy is at the door. Your enemies are inside your nation. And they're at the doors and the gates of your nation. And famine and pestilence are riding through the land. Oh, my children, I'm not talking... Jesus is saying to me, I'm not talking about the people of the world. I'm talking about my children who profess my name but don't know me. And how I hold my hands out to them every day and every moment of the day, but they keep going astray and going their own way. My children, my heart is breaking for you. I'm broken for you because I know that this has to happen because of your stiff-necked rebellion and defiance. And you think you can just come to the altar and get on your knees and say a little prayer and it's going to be okay. It's not okay, my children. It's not okay. And what shall I say in that day? Didn't I send my servants and the prophets to warn you and warn you and warn you? And yet you have said, oh, I know, God talks to me. Oh, I know, you don't have the word of the Lord. Well, who are you? And you have despised those that I have sent because they did not fit your version of who I am. It's another Jesus. You haven't read my holy word, and you haven't asked me to search you and try you and see if there be any wicked way in you. And now you're suffering, you're going to see it upon your children and your children's children. And I weep for you. I weep for you. I weep for you.